So we were saying that for the first 3 days after a woman gives birth, then she's considered a chole sheyesh bo sakana, an ill person who has a sakana, that's in danger of death, and therefore we're mechalel Shabbat, we desecrate Shabbos to do anything that she needs. A woman for the first 3 days after she gives birth. For the next 4 days, meaning the first week, we... so we have three, then we have 7 days where we do the hands of a guy. And even afterwards, what you have to know, and that's why I want to mention this, is that a woman needs to rest. Today, we live in the nuclear family. Father, mother, kid, dog, and that's it. I'm not encouraging you to have dogs. But what happens after a woman gives birth is that she comes back home. And if she comes back home, then she's responsible, theoretically, for the cooking, the cleaning, the shopping, the laundry, taking care of a newborn baby, feeding every 3 hours, doing diapers, waking up in the middle of the night to feed. A woman, after she gives birth, has to rest. And today, unfortunately, you could see a woman, right after she gives birth, going out and doing shopping. It's not right. It used to be that after a woman gave birth, so she had her sisters around, her mother around, that she could rest for 2 or 3 months. Today, a week later, they expect the woman to be back at work. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, but no one's giving her 2 months break. And even if they're giving it to her, so then the husbands very often don't think they have to be home, and they're not there helping. So you should know it's not right. And it's not only not right, but it harms the woman's health. There was a big rabbi, one of the leaders of the last generation, said that he's getting questions from women when they age that all the generations until now didn't get. That as they age, their whole system was wearing down in a fashion that hadn't happened until the last 50 years. And he said that the reason, he thinks, is because they're not resting after they give birth. 2-3 weeks later, they're on their feet again. And really, a woman should rest. So I wanted to bring it to all of your attention. I just mentioned that halachically on Shabbat we would even be Michal Shabbos in the beginning to help her. First 3 days, afterwards through a guy. You have to be aware that a woman after she gives birth is weak and she has to rest, and it means that you as husbands are going to have to be home and helping. And if you're not home, then you're going to have to find ways of helping when you're not home. And you should know that sometimes it's even the help that in the middle of the night when the baby gets up and the baby has to nurse. So you could say, well, I can't nurse the baby, so why should I get up? But no, even the idea that you get up and take the baby out of the crib and you check the diaper, and if it has to be changed, change it. And give the mother the baby so that she could nurse the baby so that she doesn't have to get out of bed. That's a big difference. It's the difference between her getting out of bed at night or nursing the baby lying down in bed and continuing to sleep. So as husbands, I'm telling this to everyone here as future husbands, you have to know it's not just the first week after she comes out of the hospital, and it's not just the first month. Obviously, she's going to need a lot more help the first month. And even though women today want to say, I'm good, I could go, you go to work, you do what you have to do, you shouldn't let them get away with it. They think they're good. They think I can handle it. But two things happen. One is they end up bleeding a lot longer. A woman bleeds a lot after she gives birth. And if a woman doesn't rest, then she ends up bleeding a lot longer. And secondly, it harms her in the long run. Meaning today she might be able to live up to it. She might say, I'm fine, I could do it. But in the long run, it harms her whole system. So I just wanted you to know that. Milchem, all future husbands.
What about all those non-Jewish societies where the women go out to work right away?
Okay, they pay the price. It's not that they're not paying the price. We're not saying that she can't do it. She'll do it, okay. And in the long run, she'll pay the price.